This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Alyssa Badger, Vice President of Global Operations at High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Alyssa, you attended last week's Dairy Forum put on by processors via the International Dairy Foods Association. What did you hear in the sessions and in the hallways? And was anything said about the market order reform hearing recently resumed?
I think the general theme here was that we have some quiet markets and a lot of uncertainty. Usually there'd be some business getting done in the hallways, and there just really wasn't much of that. As far as the federal milk marketing orders, sounds like that's getting wrapped up, but we won't really know any of the consensus until around May or June. We do have a conference that we put on, the Global Dairy Outlook Conference, and we're hoping to really have something to share with our attendees, because it sounds like, again, there's just a lot of uncertainty around that too, and where we'll land on those decisions.
Well, part of the uncertainty, Alyssa, is the lack of milk being produced in the United States and globally, correct?
Yeah, that's a great thing to bring up, because I think overall the industry's agreed that milk will be tight in 2024, no matter where you look. And if demand doesn't recover, we'll probably be stuck in a tight range here. But boy, if it does, then the path of least resistance seems to be to the upside for commodities.
Yeah, and I can hear the farmers yelling at us right now, what's going to mean for the milk price?
You know, it depends on which class you're looking at between class three and class four. When looking at the class four markets, as you know, butter prices feed into that. A lot of market participants were talking about those butter market dynamics and whether we'll see a third year of a market squeeze into the end of the year. And given the existing fundamentals, we have a hard time not expecting another year of strong butter prices. So we do think class four milk will see a bit of an improvement throughout 2024. When it comes to class three, as you know, the cheese price feeds into that. And the general consensus is that it's a little undervalued, but given the extra capacity coming online, the upside on cheese is certainly limited. I think the saving grace there is that we saw the December U.S. milk production number last week, and we fell 0.3% from prior year. And, you know, after a pretty strong start to the year, production started to really slow as of last July. We saw the herd consolidate, and as a result, milk yields were down in 4 of 6 months during the second half of 2023. So we saw poor on-farm margins last year, high beef prices that caused producers to cull heavily and for some exit or retire. All that being said, we think, you know, that tight milk situation throughout the U.S. will help to keep a nice floor under milk prices for a lot of the year.
Thank you, Alyssa. Alyssa Badger, Vice President of Global Operations at High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
There seems to be continual news stories that share some heart-wrenching catastrophe that came as a result of bullying. Most of these stories involve children and schools.
Because of those stories, we often connect bullying with teenagers, but bullying even happens in the workplace and throughout our communities. Social media, texting, and other technology are now tools that are used to hurt others.
We can choose to lessen the negative effects connected to bullying. If you see others doing it, stand up and help. It is not the right thing to do. Monitor or be aware of bullying in the lives of people in your circle of influence.
If you are the one being bullied, please choose to not accept those hurtful words as truth. Make sure that you have people in your life who believe in you.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Today we're in Petersburg, Huntington County, Pennsylvania. We're with Mike Maurer, who is on Maurer Farms here.
Well, I'm the sixth generation on this farm, milking cows. Have about 700 acres, milking about 400 cows. Try to do as good job as possible to produce high-quality milk.
So I know you're great supporters, your family is, of the Huntington County Fair.
That's correct, yep. Huntington County's fair is one of the largest agriculture fairs in the state. And our kids show dairy there, grandkids show dairy there, and sheep and goats and hogs in the past. They enjoy it, and it's good public relations.
Mike Maurer of Maurer Farms in Petersburg, Huntington County, Pennsylvania. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.